Dead On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, I'm Ma, and I'm talking about my debut album, Breakfast with Hades.
Absolutely love this debut album. How did you find your sound for this? Who are some of your influences?
I love Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill, Troy Kingy, and people like Tom Scott, At Peace. Oh, there's heaps, man.
Yeah, I feel like I can like hear all of those on your album. Like, I can definitely feel those influences coming through. And Breakfast of Hades, where did that album title come from?
So Breakfast with Hades came because pretty much my group of friends, we all met at university, and we found that we were, I guess, the weird different ones out of our normal friend groups, and managed to befriend each other, so we kind of took the name Breakfast Club. And Hades is our cat, who has pretty much been our flat cat and has been through everything that we've been through together over the last 4 years of knowing each other.
So the opening song is Dream Swimmer. What can you tell me about that song?
The name Dream Swimmer came from a book written by Witsi Himaida, and my mum wrote and directed a play called Witsi's Wahine, and it is a show that pretty much talks about all the women in Witsi Himaida's life, and Dream Swimmers was one of the, what would you call it, like a monologue that she used in it. And I loved that story. And it worked so much with what I was saying when I wrote the song, because at first it was just called, like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4 or something. And I just kind of wanted something that worked with the fact that I wasn't sleeping a lot for, like, I don't know, a couple of months, and I guess my relationship with sleep.
Take a picture on my phone, save for late when I'm alone. Drag my stick across the sand, check the distance that I've ran. I can never understand how our hands can bring something that we've made for my mortals to explain. No good chemicals pushing to the sky. She said, hurt that makes clouds, and I wonder why. Soon my feet are gonna melt. The moon's been feeling what I felt. Moving up around my room, trying to find a better tune. Then it's better, it's comfy, the blanket is too. Feeling so lovely, me and the moon. It's me and the moon. Hey, please, please don't wake me. I'm having a dream. She's coming to take me. Let me be. Let me be.
I don't want it all. I just need to stop these yawns, cause I can't use you. Cause I'm way used to having you to myself. I don't want it all, I just need to learn to walk on my own too, without feeling the blues. Guess who's the use to me and you? I don't want it all, I just need to stop these yawns, cause I can't use you to have it all. Cause I'm way used to having you to myself. They made rules protecting your farewell. I don't want it all, I just need to learn to walk on my own too, without feeling the blues. Known to be
trapped within the moon. Guess who's the use to me and you?
Hikoi is a bit, is pretty straightforward, really. I kind of needed something to, I guess, shake off the euphoric feeling Dream Swimmer has. Because, like, the whole album goes in, like, a timeline of, I guess, all 10 songs are 10 different moods that I'd have in a day. So Hikoi is just me just needing to get up, just wake up and start having a day.
Barely open my eyes, my mind is sending me a signal. Simple symbols from my teacup. Hope this body and mind can keep up. Thought about it for a second and I have to wear my ass up. Cause she'd be sending people messages. Where's the lesson? Where's the effort? Thought we all could get the messages. Best dress in the grand gestures. Manifest in self-interest. Guess stress is implied when we stick to the tides. Hi, bye, bye. Get up, sold, I'm on my waves now. Getting soil shot through my veins now. Think I need it, was a way out. I stay out, keep my way out. Take one step and I'm moving. Walking quick to keep the grooving. Hold my breath while I'm using. I know I'm losing, but I ain't snoozing. Get up, sold, I'm on my waves now. Getting soil shot through my veins now. Think I need it, was a way out. I stay out, keep my way out. I'll keep my way out. I'll keep my way out. I'll keep my way out. Have lost the fine. Rewind for a peace of mind. But you mind, yeah. Rough breathing, motherfuckers. With money, no one can touch us. You who try to move a junkie for uppers, yeah. Who's messing with this bad lens? The sea is waiting to wash us. Who's stealing on my planet? It's happening. How'd you healing? How was your heart? When did your last cry? When did your love?
Hey!
Kitchen was a song that I wrote for my partner at the time. It was necessary for me to write a song for her because even though I had like a really, we both had like a really heavy relationship, losing loved ones and things like that, and dealing with grief together, I needed to share how much I did and still do love her and respect her, and everything and all the memories that we did and had were fucking beautiful, and I just needed her to know that, even though we're not together now, but we're like tight as.
Cause baby, you're filled with ambition, and I just wanna listen. Only mission is keeping this thing going, even if we're distant. I'm loving this position. You and me, me and you. Maybe the cat in a new point of view. You and me, me and you. Whatever it is, I'll do it with you. Cause you always find me, always by me. Always got my back behind me. And baby, your timing is never surprising. My shit together so that we can start climbing, climbing, climbing. Keep my shit together so that we can start climbing, climbing, climbing. I remember the days we just drove away.
Yeah, Green is just, I made that song during lockdown last year and got my bro Tama on it, It's a fun song. We needed a fun song in the album because, damn, it can get pretty heavy sometimes. Yeah, I just wanted to sing a song about having fun with your friends. Atamarie again is a song that I made for the show Witsi's Wahine that my mum wrote and directed. I made the music for the show. She asked me to write, well, I guess to make a sound that felt like you were doing the dishes while looking out the window. And yeah, I was getting ideas off like bubbles popping, flies or bees hitting, tapping the window, I guess the sun outside. It was just a big soundscape thing that I made, and it didn't make the show because Mum said there were too many textures in it that it was overpowering the actual performance. So I was quite lucky that I got to keep that for myself. Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.